From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Chad Beater.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. So what's it going to be today, Andrew?
Time to go back to episode one. Time to update our lightsaber and do Windows 8.1 SDK.
New lightsaber time. I love that.
Yep. And we're going to do everything, so...
See, you have constructed a new lightsaber.
Yes. This force is strong with this one. So first one we're
going to... Well, we should probably first explain what the lightsaber is.
Yeah. So you want the idea of having a USB stick which has every tool you need on it to troubleshoot the most common problems, actually most of them. And you want to, the tools we choose are mostly X-copy tools. So it's very non-invasive when you walk up to a machine, you can copy them on. I think our total capacity is like under 100 meg here. I think system internals is like 12, 20 megs around there. And the Windows SDK tools are equally not that big. And the idea is to have them ready on the disk. You have to install some of the tools to actually use them, but once they're installed, you can use them as an X copy. So what we're going to do is we're going to install it once. Actually, we'll download it, install it once, harvest off the files we use, and then put them back on the USB stick and go from there.
Nice. Let's harvest.
So the first one we're going to grab is system internals. We actually had an update yesterday for us a couple weeks ago for the show. One thing I will point out, this might not be obvious, but they just do the big headline acts on the front page. But if you go to the RSS feed, they actually list all the things in the release. And so RAM map wasn't mentioned as a big release because all they did was fix a Windows 8.1 issue where the other two 2.0 releases were, you know, major releases. So I highly suggest that you subscribe to this feed when you see an update go out. It's not that frequent. It's only every month or so. Use that as an impetus to go download the tools. The easiest way to get the tools is to use the sysinternals suite link up the top here. Thinking.
And that fine hammering you hear is our building being torn down
as
we're shooting. Yeah.
Literally coming down around us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Save it onto our hard drive. We've got a folder called My. We use a folder, the My, because it's a nice short name. And it's, you know, it doesn't have a space in it.
I think they're coming right through the wall.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yes.
Nice of them to wait just until we started taping, too.
Yeah.
So where we're going to be the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a...
We're going to be over in the old MSNBC building in a conference room.
Nice.
It's a beautiful, the best walk-in closet Microsoft could find us.
On short notice.
Yeah.
So the tip we've given before is when you download the file, make sure you unblock it before you extract it.
Right.
Otherwise, you get the annoying thing on all the files. Put it over the top of the folder we already have. Replace everything, and then that sysinternals done. And if you're on a machine where this is going to be used regularly, add it to your path. And the easy way of doing that on Windows 8.1 or 8 as well is use Windows X, then System, Advanced, Environment, Path, and then on the end, shove sysinternals. While we're here, in episode one, we had three of these underscore NT ones, and there was one called underscore NT symbol path. I've been actually using it publicly a lot. And the one that says symbol path, the source path, actually causes a couple of small issues with the debugger in 8.1. It's just a tiny annoyance, but if you delete that environment variable, that annoyance goes away. So if you happen to have already run these things before, go into here and delete your source path, not the symbol path, but the source path, that's the top one alphabetically. And associated with that, we are going to update our text file. This used to have, I updated it last night, this used to have source in it, and it used to have another one here. It was called source. Throw those two away, so you end up with just those lines.
And these are posted, I think.
Yeah, and I'll put them up on the show notes as well. It's also going to be on, they're also on the SkyDrive as well. So. The other one I'm going to do is, since we've introduced procdump ext, particularly 6.4 is available on the SkyDrive, I'm modifying the way we do file associations a little bit. And so In the old school, we used to have this prefer DML, so minus C. So what we want to do now is change that, and from instead of running a command, we want to load procdump ext.dll at boot. What that does is, the reason why we don't need the prefer DML anymore is procdump actually does that for you on its behalf. It actually also sets a lot of other ones, which are semi-noise annoying ones. Change the minus C to minus A, and once again, that will be on the show notes. Once we've done that, we're gonna run it, and that will give us a new command prompt, a right-click menu. That sysinternal is done. Now, if you've watched the old episodes, you would have seen this would have been Windows 7 SP1. I added the .0 and for 7 and 8. The reason for that is we're going to do a new folder for Windows 8.1 RTM. So let's get the SDK tools down and put them in that folder. Easiest way to find the SDK tools is just type Windows 8.1 SDK. Gets you to a, this one's designed for store, it's kind of like a redirect to higher precedence for store developers, you know, Visual Studio and stuff like that. We actually want the second one, this software development kit explicitly page. Here it is, we download it. You're actually downloading an executable. You'll see it's a setup program. Run it. And then if you're just gonna install it, then you can use the top option and install away. The point of this is to get our lightsaber working. So what we're gonna do is install it into this folder underneath our USB, or our folder that represents the USB key. This folder also, by the way, I regularly put it in my SkyDrive as well as a copy. Sure, we'll do some consumer response. So we don't want the SDK itself. We want the Windows Performance Toolkit, which we've done shows on. Debugging tools, we want that.
Definitely.
We still haven't got around to Application Verifier. We will one day, I promise. We don't need the three at the bottom. And we can do that. 182 megabyte download. So, you know, take a little while. Luckily, we're at Microsoft and we have a nice fat pipe to the internet. And there we have it. So we're nearly there. We've got most of the work done. Now what we're going to do is turn these files into, we're going to harvest them out. So I'm going to make a folder. For the debugger. Windows Performance Toolkit and Application Verifier. Out of the SDK folder, this installer thing, there's a whole lot of MSIs, and we sort by them actually, they'll go to the bottom. We'll grab the two Application Verifier ones and put them in the Application Verifier folder. We'll grab the Windows Performance Toolkit. We don't need to read this in this case. You'll notice that we actually released the Windows Performance Toolkit for ARM, so you can use it on the Surface if you want. And the last one is the debugging tools for Windows. So we've got the MSIs nice and cleanly out now if you want, and this is what I suggest from a size point of view, is now delete that. And so you're back to a nice clean set of files. Last step is to install these and harvest out the files. The 64-bit debugger and the x86 debugger are both needed independently. They get installed to, I always forget, is it x86 version? I think it is. Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's the x86 version. And so I grabbed that from program files, Windows Kits is the new collective name for all the kits we do. So there's the WDK and the SDK and the ADK, and they all install under here. And as of about Windows 7, I think it was, we have folders that are the versions, so like 7.0, 8.0, 8.1. That's where the x86 one went. And now we want to harvest the 64-bit one. And we are nearly done. And the last one to do is just the 64-bit version of the Windows Performance Toolkit. And it will install Let's forget where it goes.
Is it under kits? I think it's still under kits, right?
No, I think it's somewhere else.
And sort by date, program files.
Did it go there? Where's it? Oh, maybe it's under x86. Yeah, it did. Mm.
Interesting, even though you chose the 64-bit one.
Yeah. So then we have all the files harvested out. Application verifier, you have to do an MSI install, I think. I think I've said you had to xcopy it in the past. I think I'm wrong in the past. So the last step is to do a little tweak. We call the 64-bit one debuggers, and we call the x86 one underscore x86. It matches our registry key files. And so we're just going to rename this one to debuggers and rename this one to debuggers x86. Oops, debuggers. Grab those two files. Oops. Go to our C drive. These two kill. Copy them on. And this guy is nearly finished. The last step we just did, because I purged the entire repository, is I need to put my DLL back again. So the proc dump has two versions, x64 and x86, which matches the debugger. Goes into the WinEXT folder. That's the standard for Vista and higher debugger extensions. Copy the 64-bit one as a 64-bit one, and copy the 32-bit one into the 32-bit. So now we have an upgraded system. It's now all 8.1. So to finish off the episode, what I'm going to do is just show you some of the tiny changes in the debugger for 8.1 and some of the automatic stuff that happens. And so you'll see there's this new symbol spew. They've wanted to help you work out your symbol resolution issues a lot. And so there's a lot more reporting involved. And so you get a lot more output on the screen, and particularly you get this new report at the bottom about what your success was and where it came from. All right. Why do I have all these colors? That's because in the past I've gone view options, and then right down the bottom there's a whole lot of keywords that represent areas. And for example, this part here is warning, I think. Is it warning or verbose? So there's errors red. I made warning orange, verbose purple. Oh, it's probably something to do with symbols. Symbol messages, blue. Oh. So that's how I kind of split it up, so you get a bit of a color context. The other thing that you get is SOS is automatically loaded. Now, if I debug, ProcDumpBXT does this for you automatically, right? If it can, if it succeeds. What the 8.1 debugger does is, if it doesn't succeed by just reading it out of your framework 64 folder from .NET framework, it actually goes to the Microsoft Symbol servers and downloads sos.dll for you. And so you can get it for an old version of the operating system. So the version you have in your disk is only for the one exact version of the .NET framework you have installed, right? It doesn't work for every other version. And so the new debugger will, as I said, download it from somewhere remote. And so I think, actually that's an ARM build. I think this one causes it. No, it doesn't. You have to trust me. But you'll experiment and you'll just find that SOS is loaded. And that's really it for this episode. Get your files, have your lightsaber working, get up to 8.1. The 8.1 debugger has some really great fixes in it. Nothing really to mention, but it's a really good version of the debugger. Has these nice little SOS features. And then next episode, we're going to go and show you how to use this new lightsaber, particularly the 8.1 lightsaber, to go and debug store apps to the nth degree, particularly the apps that you have put to the you've got on the store portal. You can download dump files of your crashes. We're going to go and look at one of those crashes and show you how to debug a store app.
Very nice. Great. Cool. That's the show for this week. If you got questions, send it to defragtools@microsoft.com. See you next week.
Bye.